And so for this slow walking, we're invited to practice to kiss the earth with each step that we take. Like is the kissing the floor, but the floor is just an extension of the earth. Like all the material we have in our home is of the earth. So not be limited by the form of the floor or the carpet, whatever we're walking on. But to be in touch with the earth that's permeating the surface, us, but also that's below us. As if this loving, tender, respectful, reverent part in us can be infused in every step. We can continue in this slow way, so we don't need a lot of space. With an in-breath, we raise the foot up and move it, out breath, putting the weight on the new step, as if we're trusting, we're imprinting this kiss on the earth. In breath and out breath, a step. In and out, a short step, offering kiss to the earth. Allowing our body to be relaxed, to move gracefully, smoothly as we can. And this tenderness and respect for the earth can also help us to have this openness, softness within. Returning to our steps, relying on each step, trusting this present moment, this step to hold. Continue taking steps. And if there's some of this suffering, this challenge, this uncomfort within that feels present or close by right now, we can invite it to walk with it. Maybe hold our own hand or put our hand on our body as a way of embracing tenderly, offering warmth, comfort to this sore, suffering place within. In this moment, I'm safe. In this moment, I'm supported by the collective energy and the earth. The earth, my witness, like the Mother Earth, helping also to embrace allowing our body to relax even more, to soften. Maybe we feel our body, our being becomes a little bit more open, transparent by itself, just by bringing awareness and care. If we're embracing the hurt within, or if we feel at ease well now, maybe there's someone in our lives that we care about that we can embrace their challenge. We're constantly in contact with the support of the earth with every step. Allowing every step to be healing. Continuing one step with the in and out breath. Another step with the in and out breath, trusting this step, this moment. Continuing to take steps in this manner until we come back to the seat, place where we can sit down. It's a continuation of this practice. We can close our eyes and find a comfortable position to sit. Body, speech, and mind in perfect oneness. I send my heart along with the sound of this bell. May the hearers awaken from forgetfulness, transcending the path of anxiety and sorrow. With the in-breath, I become aware of my whole body. With the out-breath, allow my body to relax, to soften, to open. Aware of body, relaxing. Letting go of tension, letting go of grasping within the body, letting the flow of the breath and awareness soften and relax. Allowing the breath to touch every cell, every energy structure in this body. Bringing awareness and energy of the breath to every cell and part of this body. With the in breath, allowing me to touch the seed of compassion within, this caring, embracing quality that lessens suffering. With the out breath, allowing compassion to sprout within me. Touching compassion allowing this energy of compassion to fill up the body, the feelings, the mind, and sensing if there's any tension, any pain, any suffering within that's present. Feeling. Suffering and embracing it at the same time. Being present with the challenge inside with a compassionate energy. And ask our suffering, is there anything you need? How can I support and help embrace you? Allowing awareness of the breath to keep us grounded, to sense, to feel. Is there anything still to embrace within? Or do we feel ready, able to embrace someone else's pain and suffering? The in-breath touching our compassion, and our out-breath as if it's pouring out, streaming out from our heart space into a person. Allow a person to show up in front of us that we want to offer this compassion. Just be present with them in their challenging time. Be a person close to us. Breathing in, touching compassion. Breathing out, offering compassion to a loved one. As if we can embrace this suffering in the other person. And this behind us, the earth is embracing us. We're not alone in this embracing, this compassionate action. Letting this compassion, this tenderness and care also benefit ourselves and the person in front of us that we want to embrace. Continue to breathe into our heart space, or however we feel we can touch the seed of compassion. Maybe there's another person that we can greet if we feel like we're ready to embrace and say goodbye to the first person in this moment. Invite a person that we might not know, we might not be close, they might not know us. Someone we know is afflicted with difficulty and sorrow. Breathing into this compassionate heart and breathing out, offering it to the person in front of us. Maybe it has a color, maybe it has a texture. Just allowing, being open to touch compassion and to embrace the pain and suffering of this person in front of us. Breathing a couple of more breaths with this person. And so again, knowing we're not alone. As if behind us is an embrace, maybe by a person in our life, maybe by the earth. Another breath in compassion, in connection with this person. And then as if we're taking a step back, joining our palms, bowing, offering a prayer, may you be happy, may you be safe. Coming back to ourselves, breathing, aware of what's alive in us, allowing it to calm, to relax. So from this place, either we can stay seated as we are or find a place where we can, for a short period, lay on the ground, maybe even belly on the ground, our hands open to the floor, the earth, if we feel comfortable with that, or we can stay seated. Just in our own time, transitioning gently, kindly. Feeling into the connection with the earth below us. We're touching the earth with our whole being, not just our body. Returning to the earth mother. It gives us life, the mothering nature of all beings. Is able to hold. That's courageous enough to meet the darkness, the shadow, the pain, the suffering with a loving, tender heart, with a steady heartbeat. We might hear the, feel the heartbeat in our body. The rhythm of life, connecting with the stream, the rhythm of life within and around us. the rhythm of the breath. Connecting us to the air, the wind, the plant realm. The light and the warmth of the sun beaming supporting the plant life with energy to transform, the rhythm of our heart, the physical heart, bringing life, nutrients, cleansing to every cell of the body, the waters flowing through our bodily fluids, touch with the rhythm of the earth, the day and night, the new moon and the full moon, the seasons, returning to the rhythm of Mother Earth, to nature within and around me, this rhythm of life is also a flow of consciousness, of awareness, of love, not bound to matter, permeated by immeasurable space, immeasurable consciousness, immeasurable love, returning to be in touch with the nature of things, the water and the wave, consciousness, the unmanifested and the manifested, happiness and suffering, birth and death, allowing this connection to the rhythm and the flow to strengthen us, instill us with courage, instill us with compassion, instill us with clarity, in your own heart, in your own way, see if you're saying a prayer to yourself. May I, may I, Continuing by saying a prayer, asking for support. May you continuing by asking for support and telling a prayer for may all being in touch with what is alive in me right now, bringing awareness to a couple of breaths, allowing the breath to go deep, allowing the breath to go slow. Allowing the breath to calm, allowing the awareness of the breath to bring ease. Touching a smile with the breath, releasing any tension, any narrow views, any suffering that is ready to be released, allowing a smile and release. Aware of the breath in this present moment. Aware of the beautiful, the wondrous qualities of this moment. Touching the moment and its wonders. We can slowly and gently bring some movement to the body. Gently stretch and massage, and we'll come to an end to this loving practice.